So, Rachel, I take it you're pretty excited about the appointment of Brendan Rodgers?
Oh, I'm absolutely delighted, Jamie. Delighted. I'm just gobsmacked. I thought, you know, when everyone was mentioning it, they were saying it's Brendan Rodgers. I thought, you know what, yeah, don't get your hopes up too much because, you know, if the board are like, bang, you'll end up with Owen Coyle. I thought, don't get too excited. And then coming to the end of the week, I thought, no, do you know what, this could be happening. And to be fair, people have been coming online and they've been saying, oh, I heard from my sister, cousin's uncle's brother, and I thought, you can't believe anything you hear until Celtic confirm it. And I thought, they'll probably draw it out until next week. And then Friday, what a gift they've given us for the weekend now.
Yeah, does the fact that it's only a 12-month rolling contract, does that concern you at all?
Yes and no, but I think, look, I think a lot of people have said, you know, this is great, Celtic have done well to, you know, draw him in and everything, but I think this is a great appointment for him as well. I mean, and I know I say that as a Celtic supporter, but I mean, I can't see him wanting to go anywhere in 12 months, especially if Celtic do well, get in Champions League, you know, I mean, his old club, they've no European football this year, you know, so coming, they've no Champions League football, I should say, and then here he is now with Celtic, and he looks likely that he will.
Yeah. I mean, it could well just be exploiting a loophole in the terms of his severance package with Liverpool. I think he's, well, the record were reporting that he's owed $10 million in compensation over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
But I think that only applies if he signs a permanent deal with another club. So I think this might just be, you know, a way of exploiting that loophole. So it could well be at the end of the 12 months, you know, that he gets another 12-month extension until he can get that money. So, I wouldn't worry too much about it. But
no.
he's had a bit of a hard time, Rodgers, though, a bit like David Moyes. He's one of those easy targets for social media users in particular.
Yeah.
But Celtic's like the perfect platform really for him to restore that reputation, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And I mean, even yesterday, Suarez came out and he was singing his praises. You know, he was saying that he made him the player he was today. And I've seen a video actually retweeted there last night of the way he treated, I think Sterling was carrying on at the, I don't know, he was carrying on training. And he was like, I heard what you said, maybe on the next flight home, that continued kind of thing. And I was like, that is exactly the manager we need at Celtic at the minute with certain players. That, I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that half that squad are going to be chopped. Gone. You know, I always thought he came across on the camera as quite a happy-go-lucky kind of, you know, he was a bit of a laugh, you know, but when I seen him being recorded at the Liverpool training camp, I thought, you know what, wow, he's not taking any, you know, he's stamping his foot down straight away, and this is a big character, you know, big character. So, I mean, if he comes into Celtic and you have this kind of carry-on that I think we have at the minute, we have a lot of drama queens in there, I think he's just going to say, you out, and hope to God he's going to bring in some really big signings. And I mean, the fact that the board have brought him in, I think that's a great sign. And I know I'm always slating the board, but I'm going to give them a night off tonight. So thank you.
Yeah, it's a show of strength really from the board, but I'm sure you're looking to get out and celebrate, Rachel. So just finally, what's the number one priority for Rodgers for next season?
Win the Champions League. I'm not going to say the treble because obviously every Celtic fan would love that, but I mean, I'd love to win the cup, obviously win the league, and then we've four certain games probably we're going to have to take on, but I hope we win every single one of them with a load of goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you'll bring some nice football to Parkhead, so best of luck, enjoy your weekend, Rachel.
Thanks, Jamie.